Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Join Justin Townsend and the Harvesting Nature crew as they explore the world of cooking wild fish and game while sharing recipes, tips, tricks, and lessons learned from their pursuit of wild food. We sure hope you ate before the show, because you're going to leave hungry. This is the Wild Fish and Game Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Wild Fishing Game Podcast. You got your host here, Justin Townsend, and today I want to talk a little bit about duck hunting and our upcoming Oklahoma duck hunting camp. This is going to take place in January of 2024, and I want to ask you, have you ever wanted to get into waterfowl hunting or grow your existing waterfowl hunting skills? Well, we have the perfect hunting skills camp for you, much like what we did with our Texas wild pig hunting skills camp. We are partnering with G&H Decoys out of Oklahoma to host our first ever Oklahoma waterfowl camp. And it doesn't matter if you hunted for years or you're just picking up a shotgun, we have a spot for you to join us at our hunting camp this winter in eastern Oklahoma. So the hunting camp itself is going to be located near Henrietta, Oklahoma, which is about 65 minutes from the Tulsa airport, probably about a little longer from the Oklahoma City airport. And I will say that Oklahoma may not be the first spot you think of when you think about waterfowl hunting, but I grew up there. That's where I first started hunting waterfowl. And I'll tell you that the Oklahoma Department of wildlife says that although not the first state to jump in your mind when thinking waterfowl, Oklahoma has been blessed with many diverse opportunities for waterfowlers. Located at the southern portion of the Central Flyway, Oklahoma is the wintering range for many species of ducks and geese. This provides sportsmen an opportunity to pursue their feathered quarry from November through January. And you know what? That's exactly what we're going to do, hitting it hard at the end of the season before they hit those migration routes back up north. So at this camp, we're going to hone your skills with a shotgun on the skeet range. We're going to scout for good habitat, teach you to call ducks, set up decoys, clean ducks, butcher waterfowl, package the meat, and cook tasty meals with waterfowl all in one extended weekend, all while hunting in a DIY format with our crew and the G&H crew alongside you, but not guiding you. So we're going to use the G&H Decoy headquarters as our base camp for all our classes, the meals, meetings, hunting planning, and of course, those glorious campfire stories. Lodging will be at a nearby hotel, just minutes away from base camp, and our highly skilled professional chefs, Adam Berkelmans and myself, will be preparing the meals each day. And the G&H crew will spend time ensuring you're comfortable in the shooting range in order to prepare you for a transition to the waterside, where you'll have the opportunity to hunt a variety of migratory waterfowl. Our daytime classes will include topics such as Waterfowl Hunting 101, Intro to Duck Calling, Butchering Waterfowl, Hunting with Dogs, Advanced Cooking Techniques, and so much more. I'm really excited for everything that we're going to get to do in this camp. I think it's really going to be a blast. And each day you'll have the opportunity to scout multiple hunting spots and go on four total DIY unguided duck hunts with both the GNH and Harvesting Nature crew. We'll hunt right alongside you as we both try to bring home some game. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all looking to bring home some meat to stock the freezer with, right? And then after the hunt, Adam's going to walk you through the steps on how to break down ducks and hopefully geese too, and the process for meat storage in the freezer for later eating. So everyone's going to get the opportunity to work with birds, even if you don't harvest any in the field. We want to make sure that you get that good hands-on experience, so when you go out and do this on your own, you'll be fully comfortable and really in tune with the process. And then each night after the hunt, we'll bring you into the kitchen, and you and your team will be responsible for preparing dinner for the rest of the camp. And we'll provide the hands-on instruction and the recipes on how to prepare different cuts from the waterfowl that you've harvested. You'll be taught the kitchen skills that you can take back home and showcase for your friends and family. That, I think, is what really sets us apart from a lot of the other duck camps or guided hunts or any of the other things like that, is like, we want you to walk away with this with skills. This isn't something where we're just like, hey, look, there's a pile of ducks over there. Go out and shoot them. No, really, in this case, we want you to get out, learn to do it on your own with us kind of there, hanging out, being good mentors. And then really, like, we want to hit the food aspect of it really hard to make sure that you're getting the most out of your game meat. And then at the end of the camp, you're going to walk away with all the skills that you need to hunt, shoot, process, store, and cook your own waterfowl. And all these skills easily translate over into other game birds and really open up opportunities for you to hunt in the future. So we're looking at dates here. The 25th of January is arrival time, and a depart on the 28th of January. We have a price of $1,500 per person, and we're going to leave the registration open until the 25th of December. So I'll say this, that this is going to make the perfect Christmas gift for any hunter that you have in your family, and even any potential hunter. We've already had folks reach out with interest, looking to book seats here in November coming up. So I encourage you, if you're on the fence, go for it now. You're not going to regret it, I promise. And what's included in the camp? So we've got three nights of lodging and 4 days total with all your meals included. We're going to give you a copy of Duck, Duck, Goose by Hank Shaw, which will be a great resource for you to go home and use to cook other waterfowl too. We're going to have beverages from local breweries and vineyards. You'll get shooting instruction. We're going to pre-scout some locations, and you'll be able to get that DIY unguided hunting in there. And we'll have the daytime waterfowl and food-centric classroom instruction, not to mention the butchering and storage instruction. And of course, everybody's going to get to have some delicious vac-sealed meat to take home. And we're not going to leave you hanging, though. We're going to make sure that you have all the cooking instructions for what we prepare in camp, in addition to some to have in your back pocket for your future hunting adventures. So here's the big thing, the license requirement. So with all our camps, we require everybody to have a hunter safety card at the minimum. So we'll verify that once you book. But you can also use the link in the show notes here, and you can take a hunter safety course online if you haven't already. And Oklahoma's got some additional licensing requirements, which are up on the page there. So you'll need an Oklahoma hunting license, a HIP permit, a migratory bird and conservation stamp. That's your federal duck stamp, and your Oklahoma waterfowl hunting license, which is essentially your Oklahoma waterfowl stamp. So the accommodations, we're going to stay at a hotel just a few minutes. We'll have private rooms, private bathrooms, basic amenities. There's a pool if you're brave enough to do the polar plunge. And of course, there's lots of local shops and restaurants if you're feeling the need to wander or do other things throughout the day. But occupancy sold by the person, so we'll do our best to group parties. And I mentioned kind of the duration, so 3 nights, 4 days. But on the first day, so you'll arrive, we'll do some skeet shooting. We'll do a waterfowl 101, followed by maybe a duck calling class, and then we'll have a cool evening social. And then really, we'll get everybody ramped up for the next morning, which is going to be our first morning out hunting. And on day two, we'll do the hunting. We'll do some butchering overview. We'll have lunch. We'll do some cooking overview classes, do an evening hunt, do some more butchering for everybody that brought birds back, and then we're going to do some cooking classes for dinner. Day three, we're going to do another morning hunt, followed by some butchering. Lunch, we'll have some conservation talks, some evening hunts, some cooking classes, and throughout the day, we're going to sprinkle in other classes, as I mentioned, too, because we want you to get the most out of this camp and really walk away with all the knowledge that you want. And, you know, day four, we're going to send you off with a nice breakfast and say goodbye and stand by to hear about your next great adventure. Because I think the coolest thing about our camps is you're not just like coming and having an experience for 3 or 4 days, right? You're connecting with the Harvest of Nature crew, and that turns us into basically like an ultimate resource to reach out to with questions, or, you know, share your successes or your favorite wild game meal that you've prepared with something you've harvested. I mean, we consistently get messages and phone calls and texts and everything from people that have attended our camps, and we love staying connected, and we really love that community that we continue to build through these skills camps. So we look forward to that, and just know that it's not a one and done, right? We're always here for you. And even our wild pig camps, we've got multiple people coming back to them, bringing their friends, bringing their families. And it just really kind of goes to show the amount of awesomeness that you're going to experience this camp. And I can say the same is going to be true for this waterfowl camp. So if you're looking to travel there, if you're located within the vicinity of Oklahoma and feel comfortable driving, I always encourage people to do that. But you know, the opportunity to fly is always there too. Tulsa Airport's about 65 minutes and Oklahoma City Airport's about 84 minutes. You can always pick up a rental car and head on down and meet us, and we'll get you squared away. Some things to bring for the hunt. Of course, you need to bring your hunter safety card, your shotgun if you have it. We will have a limited amount of shotguns for rent for a fee if you need it, but we don't want to be shooting anything smaller than 20 gauge. I would probably bring 3 to 4 boxes of ammo. There is opportunity to buy ammo in the stores locally in town, but there's not always guarantee that they're going to have what you need, so it's good to come with some if you can. We do require non-lead ammo as we're shooting waterfowl. That is a federal and state requirement. And of course, it's January in Oklahoma, and I can tell you from personal experience, you're going to want to bring some cold weather clothing and possibly some rain gear, because it does get cold. And waders are recommended but not required. If you don't have waders, we'll get you set up on places where you don't have to get in the water. And of course, you want to bring some type of cooler so you can get your meat back home. A lot of you may be asking, well, what if myself or members of my group are inexperienced? I'll tell you, don't worry about that. We love teaching hunters of all different ages and skills. So if it's your first time hunting, we're more than happy to help you create an unforgettable moment of harvesting your first animal. What better way to do it than with waterfowl? Such a tasty, tasty treat. Minimum age for hunters. So we don't have a minimum age for hunters. We just fall back on the verification of a hunter safety card and for any person planning to shoot an animal. So that's often backed up by state regulations. So refer to those waterfowl licensing requirements for the state of Oklahoma. And what if someone doesn't want to hunt but wants to attend? I tell you, we welcome everybody. So if you want to bring your spouse, your friend, your kid, whoever, and they just want to sit around and watch or just hang out, we do offer half-price tickets for non-hunters. So just shoot us an email. We'll give you a code so that I can punch that in. And, you know, otherwise, I think we're gearing up for a really good winter season. We've got our wild pig camp going in December, and then we're rolling right into this waterfowl camp up in Oklahoma with the crew from G&H Decoys. So we're excited to put this on. We're excited to have you. Of course, we can't hold these without you, so we'd love to see you sign up as soon as you're available. And like I said, lots of folks are showing interest, so please, if you are interested, book sooner rather than later, and think about that favorite hunter in your life for Christmas presents, because this is always a good opportunity to get them something very unique, very special, very meaningful, and skills that will translate over and over and over as long as they're a hunter. So, encourage you. We'll see you soon, hopefully in Oklahoma or in Texas. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.